You know, it really is remarkable. Week after week after week, composer Bruce Adolph joins us, and he always has a piano puzzler for us, a familiar tune that he's rewritten in the style of a classical composer, and he's back with another one. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And, of course, we have a listener on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style you're imitating, Bruce. Stephen Ward is joining us from Petersburg, Virginia. Hi, Stephen.
Hi.
Glad to have you joining us, and say hi to Bruce Adolph.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Stephen, I understand that you sang to help pay your way through college. How did that work?
A close friend of mine, a fraternity brother, asked me to join his very small choir in his church, and he said, oh, I'll pay you to sing a solo one Sunday. And so I went one Sunday, and when he said very small, he was not kidding. It was about three or four people in the entire choir. And I sang the solo, and he paid me. And he's like, you should come back next week, and we'll do the same thing. And so I did it for the entire 4 years I was in college, and it was pretty successful.
I don't think they were offering that program at my school, unfortunately, but wow, that's terrific. Well, so you've got all that musical background and musical knowledge from those years of singing to bring to bear on the piano puzzler here. Your job, of course, will be to name the tune that Bruce has hidden and the composer whose style he's using to do the hiding, too.
Okay,
Stephen, here's your piano puzzler. Beautiful piano puzzler this time. Stephen, anything sound familiar in that?
Well, the tune sounds like Moon River.
It is Moon River.
Ah, well, got that right away. No hesitation at all.
No, but the composer, I must admit, I'm stuck. Maybe someone from 20th century?
Yes.
Well, let's see, 20th century composer. I was hearing, it was interesting how, Bruce, you were playing the melody not just in single notes, but in these little moving clusters
yes.
of notes.
Not exactly clusters, but parallel triads.
Yes, there you go. Triads, right.
And they weren't major and they weren't minor. For those of you who know your harmonies, this is a major chord, and this one is augmented. And a lot of these are augmented, meaning slightly larger than major. And they're all parallel.
So it creates a kind of swirl of musical color.
In a floating sense. The harmony doesn't feel very rooted. It's very floaty.
Is it a French composer?
Oui.
Ravel?
No.
But was it somebody who was around at the same time as Ravel?
Yes.
Debussy?
Oui.
Claude Debussy.
Claude Debussy. You know, one of the things about Debussy is, without Debussy, I don't know how the art of cocktail piano would have developed. And so when you hear something like Moon River, which often is played by cocktail pianists, if you want to use that expression, and by jazz pianists of different types, with Debussy's harmonies, it actually, in some ways, just sounds like somebody's improvising on Moon River. But the use of the whole tone scale as much as I used it. Like here. And the thing about the augmented chords is they can be used in a whole tone scale too. This is the whole tone scale. No half steps. So it's completely symmetrical. It's always floating. And Debussy used it quite a lot.
Moon River, in the style of a composer who wrote a few things about the moon himself.
Absolument.
Claude Debussy.
Oui. Lune. Le rive lune.
Yeah.
Or something. Don't write in about my French.
Well, Stephen, you got it. You got the tune. You got the composer. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Stephen, what's your public radio station?
88.9 WCVE in Richmond, Virginia.
A fine station it is, too. Stephen Ward from Petersburg, Virginia, thank you so much for playing our Piano Puzzler.
Thanks for having me.
And Bruce, I'll see you next time.
Bye, Fred.